Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Rooted Podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra, and we are here for a solo episode today all about ruts. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that this has been sort of a reoccurring thing that I dip into vocally as far as like what I've been sharing. Dude, it's just been a time and not a bad time. Honestly, Jonathan and I were talking last night. We were like, is this our life? Like, there is nothing that we could even try to complain. Well, that's not true. There's always something that you can complain about, but we feel so full. Things feel very light, energetically, physically, and there was part of me that was like, ugh, I feel guilty coming on here and talking about what isn't working, right? But in the same breath, I know that that is what makes it that much more important, because if I'm feeling those vibes, then somebody else surely is feeling those vibes. So I want to jump into this episode just right off the bat. So I've been in a rut for probably 5 months now. And here's the thing. Some days I'm like, oh, I totally know why. At first it was because for like 3.5 months, I was so sick from this sweet baby that's growing inside of me. Love her, but whoa, it really nailed me to the bed and to the couch. And I just felt so miserable physically. And that, of course, you know, transferred mentally. You can only be laying down and watching TV for so long. But when you really have no choice, when your body is like saying, nope, this is where we need to be. And you know that like you just need to surrender to it. It can be really hard to break out of that cycle when it's become your new normal. And so for me, around like 4 months or 15 weeks pregnant, when I started to feel like myself again with more energy, appetite was fully back, etc., I was so surprised to see just how much those last 3.5 months had really just settled into my bones. I thought for sure I'd be bursting at the seams and doing all the things, but it actually was really hard to break the spell of being lethargic and forgetting what it was that brought me joy and made me happy. I'm still to this day working on changing up my rhythms, because if I'm having a bad day where I'm not feeling 100%, I'll immediately go back to those first 3.5 months and be like, oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go lay down and give up the entire day and watch TV. And within a couple of hours, I hit such a deep energetic depression and suck. And it feels so heavy and awful. And then I basically convince myself that the day is shot and this is just how I feel now. And this is so not true. And I'm trying to be so good and mindful about remembering this fact. This is one of the main reasons I wanted to record this. Of course, to help you too, if you find yourself in the same stuck pattern, but also for me, just to listen back and to hear my voice repeat back to me that we know how to shift out of this. We all just need a reminder here and there. I actually just had a podcast interview with Elizabeth Rose of Rising Rose Collective. She's coming on the show next week. And we talked about this a little bit, where sometimes it's like having that visual of just being outside of your body, which is what it can feel like when you're in a rut. Sometimes you can feel super disconnected, like you're kind of hovering and you know what you should be doing or what would make you feel better and more energetically fulfilled. And it's like envisioning yourself as a puppet and you have strings. And so your higher self is just like picking up those strings and plopping you into the backyard with the sunshine, or out on a walk with your dog, or going on a bike ride, or eating an ice cream cone, whatever it is, fill in the blank. And I think that we can make that feel so much harder than it is. It's like our heels are planted in the sand. And I think that's why they call it a rut. If it were easy to get out of, we wouldn't feel so stuck. So I recently had a heavy day, actually, that I want to talk about, that revolved around just not wanting to do a single thing. Nothing felt good. I felt like dead weight, and anything that I tried to attempt just felt 10 times harder than it should have. So I took out my computer and I opened up my notes section on my phone, and I started to make a list of the things that my soul recognizes as joyful. We'll call it like my wealthy list. Things that make me feel truly happy, make me feel like I am so abundant and almost never ever fail me when I take the initiative to just do it. So I wanted to share some of those things with you here. Not all, because it's a long list, but I wanted to share some of like the really big golden nuggets. So the first one was to get some fresh air. to go on a walk and sit outside with my journal, to get outside with a coffee or a treat, anything that's outdoors. I actually purchased a really comfortable hammock. It's more like an outdoor bed, actually, that's designed as a hammock, because I knew that I wanted a space to go outside and to be able to lay in the sun and nap if I want to have it be big enough to where Jasper can come out with me, Jonathan can come out with me. And so I'm really excited to be able to set that up and have that as an outlet. The second one is to get out of the house and do something productive or not, allowing myself to slowly meander through Target or Home Goods and just take it in. Sometimes this is going to get a coffee and to maybe stay there and write. Oftentimes I'm so distracted though by the people watching that this isn't the best place for me to feel productive. While I'm not really in a season of like shopping, to be honest, which is kind of rare for me, I usually love like just spending my time, even if I'm not buying anything, but just like seeing what's out there. I just haven't really been feeling that. The point is that there are so many things that we can do outside of our homes. I think that's where a lot of the rut starts for me, is feeling like I'm sort of being enclosed inside my four walls. So even getting better about going and exploring like new neighborhoods, taking myself out to lunch on like a Tuesday, shaking things up. The third thing, if you follow me, you know this to be very, very true, is to get into water. Whether that be a bath, and I just set up this like total spa vibe in our bathroom. If it's nice enough, going to our local pool, which will be opening soon, or going to the natatorium to swim laps. It's probably one of my most therapeutic things that I have in my tool belt. The next is to make a fun mocktail. So I won't lie, the past version of me pre-December would have had a glass of wine or gone to a local restaurant to have a fun drink in the middle of the day if I was feeling in a rut. But since Jay and I gave up drinking, him for good due to health issues, me for now because I wanted to, and well, obviously because I'm pregnant, mocktails it is. My favorite right now, oh my gosh, you guys, it's so good, is grapefruit LaCroix mixed with Fever Tree's grapefruit sparkling tonic with a lime. It is heaven. Seriously, it's heaven. And it just gives me that same vibe of really spoiling myself and relaxing and unwinding from that like stagnant rut-like feeling. The next would be book a spontaneous act of self-care, whether that be a pedicure, a facial, prenatal massage. Just being touched by another human is incredibly powerful, and also coming out of it with immediate results, like fresh nails, a glow, deep relaxation, it just feels like a total reset to me. So those are pieces of self-care that I really, really like. The next is to declutter. So this isn't always helpful, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it can make me feel frustrated that I could still possibly have things in my home that aren't serving me. But when it does hit right, it feels like such a weight off of my shoulders and clears for more space, which is healing. It can also be a really fun way to say like, hey, okay, if I find some things that truly don't serve me anymore and I donate this to the local shelter, I'm going to go treat myself to something nice, like a new sweater or a new dress, what have you. That can feel really special. It's just important to tune in with yourself, you know, and ask if this is the kind of work that is going to bring on unnecessary shame, or will it really allow you to feel accomplished and lighter? Another is to book a call with my energy healer, which is actually on my to-do list today. She is the best, but I try to do this sparingly because I think oftentimes we can become really reliant on others to tell us what's what, when we are the ones that know ultimately, right, what's best for us. But a little guidance and direction oftentimes is so helpful, especially seeing as that I'm a self-projected projector in human design, meaning that in order to really figure out what it is that I need or to process information and make a decision, I need to talk it out with somebody. Another thing that I've been really loving is baking something. This never fails. I follow a few accounts on Instagram that always provide some of the best recipes for healthy-ish sweets. Kale Junkie is probably my favorite. I just love how it fills the entire house with such a comforting smell when I bake. I end up enjoying a bit of it, and then I get to gift it to the local friends or family, which always just feels like a really nice gesture. Another thing might sound kind of weird, but I love to go grocery shopping when I'm in a rut, especially with a mission to get some really good nourishing food. While I'm not huge into cooking, I'm trying to change that with some of like my meal planning in the evenings. It still feels like I'm doing something really kind for myself and for Jonathan. So actually like spending time in Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and getting healthy foods with a couple of fun snacks because, you know, life is short. And then almost without fail, this leads to me cleaning out and organizing the fridge and the pantry, which also feels really awesome. The last one I'll share is to take a class of some sort. And this one is hard because unless I've already signed up for something, it's not the quick fix where I can get in my car and just go when I feel like it, you know? But what I want to be better about is planning fun classes in advance so that when these days do hit, I know I have something to look forward to on the calendar. Our park district is amazing and hosts so many cool adult art classes. This is where Jay and I take pottery in the winter, and I'm thinking about joining a watercolor painting class that they're hosting there soon. It's something that I'd love to get better at and to really fine tune and to be able to just like, I don't know, experiment, but also like kind of understand how the paint actually works. So what I notice the most about when I'm in a deep rut is that I often tell myself that I'm so antisocial and that I'd make for terrible company. Yet the opposite proves each and every time when I get together with friends, it's almost like this instant up level. It helps too that my friends happen to be so funny and super down to earth, which in my life is a dream combination. So it doesn't take much time at all for like my shoulders to drop or the laughter to start hitting my soul and just to forget what I was like so in it about. And it's just a good shakeup, which leads me to something else that I wrote down. Jonathan and my best friends, they live down the street from us. They're married. And I love that we will sometimes plan a weeknight dinner together. So whether they come here, we go there, or we decide to go out, it really just changes up the weekday flow, which can often result in me and Jay being like, well, what do you want for dinner? Well, I don't know. What do you want for dinner? So like eating and going on a walk and then watching a show becomes a routine. And sometimes this routine is lovely. And sometimes like any human would feel it gets old and it needs a little dusting off. Come summer, we'll start doing music in the park and walking to get ice cream, going on bike rides, going out to eat. We tend to eat out way more in the summer, but it's really nice to have those people in your life or that change up in the middle of the week that can just like shake things up a little bit. It doesn't have to be this like huge milestone thing that you're doing, like going to like this huge concert venue or spending like hundreds of dollars on some sort of event. Like it can be small, but just doing something on a Wednesday feels a little bit more rebellious than waiting until Saturday to do something for yourself. And it can oftentimes feel like dizzying when your days start to just feel like they're floating into one. Adulting can be really hard in that way. Responsibilities show up. You have to do the laundry, clean the house, work the job that pays the bills, planning and cooking dinner, yada, yada. And the simple things that make the world go round, you know, we just have to do some of those things to live a balanced life for sure. But the shakeup is so important. I'm so guilty of not shaking things up, of being someone who's so deep in routine and in rhythm. And while in some ways this serves me, alone time in the mornings to journal and to write, have my coffee, other times it just makes life feel really stale. And I truly know we can do better than that for ourselves. I can do better than that for myself. We have our responsibilities and we can still have fun. We just have to have that remembrance of what it is that makes us feel light. Of the things that tap into our inner child, we have to get creative and look outside of ourselves in order to find new ways of being that person, of being that version of ourselves, of remembering that feel good in this season of life. We change, things change, circumstances change, and we can't expect all things to stay the same as they do. We need to flow with the rhythm of life, and I know how hard that can be, but to me, it's harder to exist in the resistance and the heavy, murky energy. I would so much rather live in the lightness. And so I mean it when I say that as I'm speaking to you now, I'm like revved up to just end the bullshit of this cycle, of this rut that has been far too long. I can do better and I want to do better for myself. So I hope this episode resonates with you. I hope you're already making your list of things that are your go-to uplifters and shaker-uppers. And I hope that maybe sharing some of mine woke up something inside of you to try. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. And I will see you back here next week.